Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now to Romans chapter 8. Last time I was reading you the chapter, and in the middle of it, we were rudely interrupted by the clock. Sometimes I really hate that clock. I bet you do too. So let me remind you why I am reading this text, and then we will resume listening to the Word of God. I have two reasons for doing so. First, the main verse we want to begin to explore is verse 28. This exercise will help us see how Romans 8 verse 28 fits with what comes before it. This will lend us the flow of St. Paul's argument. Second, even more significantly, this will help us see God. In this chapter, we find a glaring example of God in motion, God at work, God taking action. We find that our salvation from sin is something God does. This is not at all something we do. We do not, indeed cannot, save ourselves. Only He can do it. Only He does do it. Here's what I did in my Bible. I took out a red pen, one that does not streak. I got out my ruler and I read Romans 8. Every time I saw the name God, Jesus Christ, and Spirit, I underlined it. Sometimes He is used for God. Sometimes Jesus Christ is Christ Jesus or Son, and sometimes Spirit is Spirit of God. But every time one of the names of the triune God was mentioned, I underlined it. Can I encourage you to do the same? Here's what I found. God is mentioned 36 times. Jesus Christ is mentioned 20 times. And the Holy Spirit is mentioned 18 times. And that is very interesting because Paul mentions the Spirit only once in the first 7 chapters of Romans. But in chapter 8, he mentions the Spirit 18 times. Such that in total, God is mentioned 74 times in these 39 verses. Listen attentively as I read all of Romans chapter 8. The tone in my voice will emphasize God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Friends, listen for God. Beginning in Romans 8 verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. To preserve some time, I will now drop down to verse 26. This is Romans 8, verses 26 and following. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. Well, you are listening to God Is, and this is Mark Swallow, reading Romans chapter 8, and now verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And let me add, amen. What a joy to read to you Romans 8, verses 1 through 17, and verses 26 through 39. Oh, I read it with conviction because I believe every word. Did you hear God? He is mentioned 74 times in these 39 verses. The Apostle Paul reveals in a most glorious and yet practical way all that God has done, is doing, and will do for everyone who loves God. Let me see if I can easily summarize what we have read by quoting from a New Testament scholar I respect who has written a commentary on Romans. He is William Hendrickson, and this is his New Testament commentary on Romans. He says that our passage, Romans 8, verse 28, is, quote, a kind of summary of Romans 8, 1 through 27. It prepares for, and to some extent is similar to, the grand climax found in verses 37 through 39. Romans 8, 28 cannot be fully understood except in the light of verses 1 through 27. It draws a conclusion, in fact, a very comforting conclusion. Paul has shown that for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation, verses 1 through 8. They are indwelt by that Spirit who will even raise their bodies gloriously, verses 9 through 11. They receive the assurance that they are God's children and as such, His heirs, verses 14 through 16. Their present suffering for Christ and for His cause means that one day they will share in His glory, a glory so marvelous that in comparison with its hardships, fade away into nothingness. Verse 18. They will dwell in that new heaven and earth to which all creation with groaning is looking forward. Verses 19 through 22. They themselves also groan as they eagerly await their adoption, verses 23 to 25. In all their weaknesses, the Holy Spirit helps them. That Spirit always intercedes with them in harmony with God's will, so that this intercession, accompanied by wordless groanings, will certainly be effective, verses 26 and 27, end quote. Hendrickson says that only after we understand this are we ready for the opening words of verse 28, and we know. So, more tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.